Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, there were vicious people, but quite often, as with a good novel, when it comes to the end, everything turns out okay. The story over the next couple of days is like a good novel.
Agriculture is important to Montanans. Before you cast your vote in the June primary, Montana Farmers Union wants to ensure that the congressional candidates share their thoughts on Montana's rural issues. Join us live April 30th at 7 p.m. in Havre for the primary Republican debate, hosted by Montana Farmers Union, or watch on Nonstop Local SWX. To learn more, visit MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
John J. Glanton was born in South Carolina in 1821. His motivation for coming out west was quite strong. He had just escaped from a Nashville, Tennessee jail where he was serving a life sentence for murder. He ended up in San Antonio, Texas, and joined the U.S. Army where he participated in the Mexican War. Mustering out while in Mexico, he saw an opportunity to make money and get revenge against Indians at the same time by becoming a scalp hunter. The rate the Mexican government was paying for Apache scalps was $100 for male, $50 for female, and $25 for child. John Glanton and his men sold almost $100,000 worth of scalps before the authorities realized many of the scalps were from Mexican and dark-complected Americans. And the Mexican government put rewards on the heads of John and his crew for more than $80,000. So John decided to move a little further north to the U.S. and head west toward California. This was in 1849, and there were a lot of people heading to the gold fields of California. When John and his gang reached the Colorado River, they came across a ferry run by a man named Lincoln. Now, Lincoln was making good money ferrying gold miners across the Colorado River. Always a man who likes to take advantage of money-making opportunity, John Glanton shot Lincoln and took over his business. The next time we're together, we'll see just how this aspiring businessman does in his new venture. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.